Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. These 2017 alumni are the two best friends that anyone can have and bring the true meaning of friendship to the test. Ladies and gentlemen, and alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Abby McCann and Maria Cantoran to the show. Abby and Maria, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. And this is the first time we actually have two guests on our alumni postcard profile. So welcome to Making History, ladies. But we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, of course, with our podcast, letting our Misericordia alumni and the people who listen to our podcast. Abby, let's start with you. What have you been up to since you've graduated Misericordia?
Well, after graduating, I got a job at New Story, which is a special needs school. They actually have a bunch around Pennsylvania, but I work at the New Story in Wyoming, which is the same as Maria, so she'll have the same response. But we both actually got a job right after graduating at New Story, so we both have been working there for the past few years.
I kind of don't want to, you know, ask Maria, but you know, Maria, the same thing. She's not, Abby's not lying.
Nope. Yep. Same thing. Also got, have a job at New Story, Wyoming, and been working there since graduation.
Cool. Now what kind of, I don't want to say, Maria, we'll ask you this question. What kind of directed you guys to New Story? Was it, you know, the program that it offered, or, you know, anything that kind of drew your attention? You know, was there fellow Misericordia alumni that were there, or, you know, you just were like, let's go for it?
I think it was just the opportunity that presented itself at the time. I also, like Abby said, it was it's a special needs school. So, kind of just, you know, helping that population. There's a lot of students there that have communication needs. So that was definitely in our field, something to go towards.
Gotcha. Now, as both the listeners at home can understand, both Abby and Maria are both speech language pathology graduates. So both have degrees and they're both at the same job. Abby, what kind of, you know, things, was there anything in class? Was there anything during your undergrad or even your grad working with clinical sites or anything that kind of drew you to this as well? Or like Maria, was just like kind of one of those, you know, opportunities that came about?
I thought that I would be working somewhere with stuttering because in Misericordia, I did a lot of research with stuttering with Dr. Tellis, but we actually had a professor that also worked at New Story, is an AAC specialist and going for her PhD now, but she actually would talk a lot about New Story and kind of got us involved a little bit more in that population than some other people might know about. So we had a little bit more of a background. And Maria and I also both work at Helping Hands, which is an outpatient clinic in Kingston. So we kind of had a big variety of information from our professors at Misericordia too.
There you go. Now, I guess the viewers, the listeners at home can kind of assume, I don't want to call you two inseparables, but I guess that's kind of the vibe we got going on. But as some people have been aware, June 9th was National Best Friends Day. And of course, that's why we have both of you on the show. Maria, why don't you go into about, you know, how you met Abby? You know, was it a class? Was it lunch? Was it first year orientation? Or, you know, was it something that you two got together and was like, did we just become best friends? Yep. kind of explain what you kind of found your way into becoming, you know, best friends.
Yeah. So I actually transferred from LCCC into the speech pathology program. So I think it was in 2012 I began the program. And I think we just kind of clicked. Like, we always sat by each other throughout the whole 5 years. In school, and you know, we studied together, you know, did assignments together, worked on projects together, and you know, just had good vibes all around, in school, outside of school. So I think that just helped in our friendship.
Cool. Now, as I am aware, you know, speech language pathology is not a walk in the park as far as getting your degree. But, you know, Abby, did that kind of help having, you know, your friends and especially Maria, you know, did it kind of help you to kind of, I don't want to say bond, but kind of support each other? Because everybody has a support system. But did that kind of bring the support to the next level of having somebody who is going through the same thing and just bringing it to, you know, a common interest of you two working together to get your degree?
Yeah, I mean, it was super important to have her through the program. We had a group of like four of us, and it was just so important to have them through everything, because it was just an amazing program, but a very high stress environment, especially through grad school. And we definitely have personalities that kind of balance each other out a lot of the time. When one of us is stressed, we kind of help to calm the other one down a lot, even now. So it definitely it's really important then and now.
Maria, do you agree with Abby as far as, you know, the stress-induced levels that you guys bring throughout, you know, the grad years, but also your undergrad, you know, did that really bring it to the next level as far as the friendship?
Yeah, for sure. Like she said, it definitely helps to have, you know, someone there to help you through, you know, when you're having difficult times, whether it's school-related or not. It helps, you know, bring that friendship together even stronger, and having, you know, something in common that we shared also helped as well.
Kind of for the both of you guys, you know, we've been kind of touching it briefly about how Misericordia has helped you get to where you guys are today. You know, we'll kind of emphasize that. Like, Maria, what exactly, you know, you have a different experience more, I guess, than Abby does going from her complete undergrad, but you transferring, you know, how has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today?
I think it's definitely helped me learn like the fundamentals and everything that I needed for my career. Like, I think especially the clinics that we have there, that definitely helped, you know, getting hands-on experience before going out into the real world. And also like the internships that we do, that definitely helped a lot with getting like practice with a variety of clients and getting to know how to do the paperwork and, you know, organizing sessions, things like that. I think that definitely helped.
Abby, same question. You know, how has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today?
I could speak from like a speech standpoint, just like going to different conferences and stuff for research, seeing the quality of teaching and research that Misericordia offers. They just really like, you don't realize until you are able to compare it, but they just really let you explore your like complete mind. They let you do really anything that you could set your mind to, and give you all the tools that you need to do it. If you want to go to a different country to do research, they let you do that. We have just had so many classes that teach us such in-depth things in such a short amount of time, and yet we have such in-depth knowledge about it. I felt completely confident going into any scenario and every client base that we've had so far. So yeah, I'm very thankful for them.
You definitely could tell how both of you are very thankful, even though you guys have kind of two different stories to bring together. But, you know, I hopefully, as we all know with friends, you know, I hope that the both of you are just, you know, not together all the time. I'm sure you've been seeing some of your other friends. You know, you mentioned a small group. You know, have you been in any touch? Yeah, right. Have you been in touch with anyone, like any alumni or friends, you know, since graduating? You know, have you been catching up with anybody ever since?
We have this friendship group on Facebook, actually, from our graduating class. So we keep in touch there. People will post stuff, or sometimes, you know, if we have questions to ask, like whether it's in our field or just any advice, you know, they post on there and people will reply. So that's one way we keep in touch.
Anybody specifically, Maria, that you kind of stay in touch with? You know, this is I always tell everybody this is the perfect time to give somebody a shout out, if possible.
Abby mentioned that we had two other friends in the group that we had. So Rachel Pompey, she was one of them. And Bryn, she was another one that we kept in touch. We still keep in touch. We actually still hang out outside of, you know, our daily busy schedules.
Absolutely. Abby, I would think it would be the same people you guys hang out with, but anybody else differently that you see every once in a while?
Yeah, I also dormed undergrad, so they kind of tried to also pair me when I was dorming with other like health science majors. So I had a physical therapy major friend, Kelsey Langan, who I still keep in touch with all the time, and I'm good friends with her. And Angela Gonzalez as well, who is occupational therapy. So we're still all really close as well.
That's pretty cool. It's nice to hear that although the both of you are the best of friends, you still stay in touch with so many other alum, and you guys aren't kind of secluded with each other on this lonely island you call New Story. So.
For sure.
Absolutely. But guys, Abby, any final thoughts of, either, your friendships or any of the memories that you've guys made at Misericordia?
Nothing specific. But yeah, just to reiterate, I guess, we're both, I think, just really thankful for everything that Misericordia has done for us both, from an intellectual standpoint, from what we've learned from them, and for our careers, and also bringing us together as friends. We're definitely, if nothing else, very thankful for the friendship that it's given us. We've had a lot of good memories both in our profession and outside of it. So it's been great. We are very thankful for Misericordia.
Maria, any final thoughts on your end?
I have to agree with Abby. I think it's been a good experience at Misericordia. It's important, to build those friendships, especially like if you have someone within your program, because it'll, help make things easier when times are getting tough. And like Abby said, I think if anything, that our friendship, there has been very important. I think it'll be a friendship for a lifetime.
Cool. Yeah, that's the, you hit the nail right there. Wow. I can't even talk. You hit the nail right on the head with those statements given to itself. But, guys, thank you guys so much for being on our podcast. We really both appreciate, the friendships that you've made and, of course, the good things that you guys are doing today. So thank you guys so much for being on today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.